You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A Trans Community Day is being held at the Ellen Melville Centre on Saturday from 12pm to 5pm, and this is in light of Transgender Week of Awareness. I spoke to Adi, who is involved with running the event, about what people can expect and why holding events like these are so important. A Trans Community Day is set to be held at the Ellen Melville Centre on the 16th of November, aka the Saturday, which is also in line with the Transgender Week of Awareness. What will this day entail?
Yeah, so our vision for this event was one of celebrating trans joy. I think, queer people in general, but also particularly trans people, it's like things are kind of grim, like they always are, but it's so important to celebrate the wins that we have to like build up our community. And, you know, community is so important to me. I'm sure it's important to a lot of trans people as well. It can feel really isolating, but I think we, you know, derive a lot of power from and happiness from, you know, seeing other people and like listening to each other's stories. So that's the focus of the day. So it's going to be a really chill event. At about 12 we'll start, we'll welcome everyone in. We've got a couple of people who are trans, trans elders, not necessarily in like age or time, but people who like have really cool experiences, you know, someone who's a parent, and we're just going to have a discussion, chance to ask some questions. For me at least, that's going to be really cool because I'm a uni student, and so a lot of the trans people that I know are all students as well. And so it's going to be really great to hear from people who have different life experiences for me.
Definitely. But anyway, what sort of events will go on at this event? I saw a zine making and a movie.
Oh yeah, thanks for getting me back on track.
No, you're all good.
Got distracted, but yeah, so we're gonna have like the chat with the trans elders, trans community members, however you want to call them. And then we're going to have some kai, some zine making. It's going to be super chill. And then at the very end of the day, about, you know, 3:30 to 5, we're going to screen this movie, Inky Pinky Ponky, which is going to be a really cool film to see.
I've never heard of Inky Pinky Ponky. Sounds awesome, though. So, yeah, what's this movie about?
Yeah, so it actually came out recently. It came out last year. It was made here in Aotearoa, I think. And it follows this, like, it's like a coming-of-age rom-com film following, like, this story. It's, like, based on a true story, and the main characters, Whakaleiti, and, yeah, it's just, like, a nice, chill rom-com for us to enjoy to round off the day. Yeah.
No, that sounds lovely. That sounds really, really cool. And what will the sort of zine making experience entail? Do people need to bring their own sort of like stationery, or like how is that going to work?
Everything's going to be provided, which is fantastic. Auckland Council has been really great with funding all of it, and just sort of letting the community take, like, the community organizers take the lead on this, which has been really great. So yeah, no worries. Everything's going to be provided, including the kai. Come as you are.
I was going to mention actually the kai, like what sort of kai is provided. We'll do like vegan options and stuff like that.
Yeah, everything should be catered for. Not really my role in it, but I'm assured that we'll have something for everyone.
Fair enough. Perfect. And who can attend this event?
So it's mainly targeted at our trans community. It is a day about, you know, celebrating our trans community, but people who are there to, you know, support their friends, totally all goods to come along.
For those who are interested in attending, how can people come along? Do they need to like RSVP? Are there like tickets? How does that sort of system work?
Yeah, so it would be really great if people could RSVP, just so we know how much food to get. If you don't, and on the day you're like, I remember this event, and you remember that it's happening, feel free to just come along anyways. We'll try our best to accommodate. but you can find the Eventbrite link in my bio. Is it shameless to plug my own Instagram?
Never shameless to plug your own Instagram bio.
It's definitely on my Instagram, which is at @artie.qro.
And have you guys had many people RSVP so far? Is there still spots available?
Yeah, we've had 40 people sign up.
Lovely.
So we can definitely accommodate quite a few people more, because we're in the Ellen Melville Centre. It's a really great venue. It's like the big room up the top. So we can definitely accommodate quite a few more people. So definitely sign up if you're keen to come along.
And where is the Ellen Melville Centre, for those who don't know? I mean, BFM has had some amazing outside broadcasts there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in the central city. It's, if you look up like Freiburg Place, I think it's called. If you just look up Ellen Melville Center on Google Maps, you should find it. But yeah, it's super central. It's like a 10-minute walk from uni, 5 if you run, because it's downhill.
No, true.
But yeah, super central, so easy to get to if you're from the uni or, you know, public transport links in are pretty decent as well.
Yeah, true. And for those who might still have some extra questions that might not have been answered through this interview, where can they find extra information? You said you plugged your Instagram before.
Yeah. So the reason why is in the link of my bio, or like there's a post about it. But the event itself is linked in my bio, and you can just have a look at that. It's on Eventbrite. And yeah, you can also ask any questions, leave a comment on one of the posts, and or just DM me on Instagram, and I'll do my best to try and respond to your questions. And if there's something I can't respond to, then I'll ask the other organizers if they know anything.
Perfect. And a bit of a heavy question, I guess. But what is the importance of Transgender Week of Awareness and holding events such as this for the community?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things, at least for me as a trans person, is just like, you know, reminding myself that I'm not alone in this, as cheesy as it is. I think community is so, so important to us because we go through a lot. A lot of shit happens to us and our community, and things do get really dire and really dark. And I think it's just important for us to hold space where we can actually thrive for a bit. We can celebrate the wins that we do have, because at least for me, you know, focusing on everything, like just focusing on everything that's going wrong, is really like demoralizing. And so I think it's really important for us to hold out hope and like the belief that we can and will make things better. And, you know, I think community events are a big part of that. We talk about community all the time, how important it is. Like, even I'm doing that right now. But in the real world, that looks like this. That looks like getting together with a bunch of trans people and meeting other people and talking about, you know, our lives and what we can do and where we go from here. And I definitely think that, you know, Transgender Week of Awareness and Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is in it, it's definitely a time for us to reflect on, you know, everything that's happened, but also, like, what we can do to make the lives of our community better. Because, you know, that's what it boils down to. You know, it's all well and good being like, oh, you know, trans people, you know, we exist. You know, all those events that celebrate being trans is for something. It's for our community. It's for us to, like, I guess, to remind ourselves of where we come from, where we're going. It means to me.
No, that's very lovely. I do, like, community is such an important thing, because obviously being queer just as a whole, but like trans especially, we make up such a small part of the population. So it's nice to be able to hold a space like this and meet other people who have the same shared experiences that you do as well. Awesome. Thank you for coming on the show.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.